Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I am so thrilled to be doing this show with you today. I hope everybody out there has picked up on our theme for this year, which is Get Out of the Gate in 2008. And many of you have also taken that theme to another level. As a matter of fact, several of you have created rhymes for it, and one person created a rap song for it. And so I want to thank everybody out there for participating in what that means to get out of the gate. My guest today knows a lot about getting out of the gate. You know, he is someone that has created a way for each and every one of us to tap in to the knowledge and the tools that are available through his writings and through his teachings so that we can live life full out, so that we can actually step out into the world and thrive. I'm talking about best-selling author Guy Finley. He's joining me here today. His message is powerful and one of shining the light on our world today. My conversations with Guy are pretty much no-nonsense, get right to it, and that's what today's show is about. He is the author of, as I said, best-selling author of Letting Go. And today we're going to introduce you to his book, his latest book, 365 Days to Let Go. And I'm going to share with you what today's message is as we bring him on and talk about what it means to get out of the gate in 2008. So how can we let go with these daily insights and change the world? So after 34-plus books, Guy, in audio albums and million copies sold, 16 languages, being the director of the Life of Learning Foundation, here you are today. What is it that we can pull from all that you have done to help us thrive in today's world?
I think if we were going to summarize it, I think it would be that we can learn that nothing happens to us for which we aren't made. I'll say it more positively. Mm-hmm. We're made for everything that happens to us. And that means, when we understand it, that fear, psychological fear, is a lie.
Mm.
And we are able to show continually, for people that are tired of being a slave to it, that the things that happen to us that cause our heart to go, you know, bump, bump, when the events go the way that we do, or we get messages about our health, or someone that we love is looking the other way, whatever it may be, that these moments, as painful as they may be, are intended to be real turning points and not breaking points for us. So I think if we can talk about the mindset and the understanding necessary to form it that allows us to look at events for what they are, which is invitations to transcend who and what we've been, then we're right on the track to not look back in 08.
You know, this whole idea of looking back, I mean, isn't that really the pothole that many of us step in? I don't know about you, but I know for myself that some of the deepest potholes that I've stepped in have been the potholes of my past. And thinking about what I've done yesterday, but even more importantly, I guess for me, has been this place where you go, how am I going to do A, B, C, D tomorrow? So where, you know, I'm stepping in the potholes of the past, and I'm getting hooked up in the future, and today is the day that's the most important day of our life, isn't it?
This moment is actually, look, you know, we I'm afraid in a way, Pat, that our consciousness as human beings, and I'm speaking about, look, each and every one of us is a unique expression of a certain beautiful divine intelligence, call it what you will, God, Christ. I mean, we are imbued right from the beginning with the possibility of understanding our life in a way that makes the way we presently view it instantly recognizable to us, that we've become victims of our own mind.
Mm.
And what we can do and will over our time together here is help the listeners realize that we possess, each of us, a certain gift. And that one gift that we possess, virtually none of us know anything about, let alone its extraordinary power to help us learn what it means to be a fearless human being. And the gift is, and it's going to surprise people, I think, the gift is our attention. We each have the gift of being able to put our attention where we want it to go.
Mm.
No one, nothing in the universe can make me put my attention on something that I don't consent to place it upon. And the reason I'm stressing the words the way I am is because you use the word pothole.
Mm-hmm.
In any given moment, when we are subjected, as all of us are, to the infinite number of incoming impressions, I'm sitting in my little office here up on this mountain in southern Oregon. I'm looking out at a foggy, oak-covered hill. And, you know, you look out, and there's a thousand different things to see, notwithstanding the fact that it's another gray day in southern Oregon. And my mind will go where it wants to go unless I'm attentive to the fact that what it wants to do is measure today according to what it thinks the day is supposed to look like. Now, the mind that measures, measures through comparison. So that when I look out, Pat, I'm thinking, gosh, you know, another gray day. And everybody knows that when you have the thought, another gray day, you feel gray. So the point is that with my proper use of attention, I can look out and be aware that my mind is trying to compare this day to a day that it doesn't like and go down a gray road. But if I have my attention, I can see that happening. I can realize, look, I don't have to put my attention there. My attention can be on something else altogether in this moment. This is where we start to discover the possibility of a fearless life. Because when I realize that this gray day belongs to a story, a world, if you will, that is unfolding, in which my life is a part of it. So I'm trying to weave together a couple big ideas, and here's where we're going. We all live in two stories at once, Pat. There is this beautiful, great story that is taking place in the world around us with all of the events, no matter what color they are, of which we are a participant. Then there's Pat's story and Guy's story and Lucy and Bill and Will and Sam, our individual stories that are produced by the parents we're born, the conditioning we go through, our environment, religious traditions, cultural values. And this little story unfolds in the larger story. It's fine to have a little story with all kinds of dreams and goals, ambitions, but when those little stories run head-on into the big stories, and they don't understand that the big story exists for the purpose of perfecting the smaller stories within it, then the large story with its gray days becomes painful to us, or fearful, because we don't know that we can hold our attention in the truth of our relationship to these bigger stories, and in that find invitations to transcend ourselves instead of being made a victim by a story that we have no control over in the first place.
So we get to create the stories of our lives, and we're at choice as to whether that story is going to be a story that holds us victim or a story that shows us thriving, magnificent, and standing on the top of a mountain, so to speak.
As long as we understand that the story that we're creating for ourselves must be in proper order with the larger story. Because if I believe, look, I'm going to create this happiness, this peace, this bliss for my life, and then I get this goal in my mind, and I set out for it, and then life throws up this mountain in front of me, and I sit there and bang my head against the mountain and then blame the world for being cruel. The problem isn't that the world is cruel. The problem is, frankly, that I am a hard-headed, stubborn fool because I'm insisting that the larger story unfold the way that I want it to. You know, in the East, they talk a lot about the intelligence of water because water will always find a way. But they don't talk about the intelligence of wood, because wood will bang into things until it shatters itself. We have within us a certain kind of intelligence, an awareness that can be aware of the fact that when we run into moments in our lives, and now sort of to touch on the point of 365 days to let go, that there are in our individual lives, just as there are in the world at large around us, Pat, there are seasons to our lives. Seasons in the broad sense of, you know, 1 to 20, 20 to 40, 40 to 60, 60 to 80, spring, summer, fall, and winter. But our days, our weeks have seasons in them. And when we run into a moment where we started out with, you know, feeling spring-like in the morning, and suddenly the world at large, the bigger world, throws us a winter day. You know, things are frozen, mind isn't working, people are stuck, we can't get anything done. To sit and cling to the idea of spring and try to push it through a winter day is an act of idiocy. Because the winter day, unlike what our mind is telling us, which is, God, you know, I'm not going to be able to do this, things are terrible, I'm being denied my happiness. No, winter, just as we can see in the world around us, is necessary for the fulfillment of spring. Spring comes out of winter. So there's nothing to be frightened about when things don't go the way we want them to. It's just trying to help us discover that there's another way in that moment to be, to hold back, collect our forces, be still, use what's being given to us instead of fight with it, and then wait for the thaw, which must come, and then we're prepared because we haven't squandered our creative energies trying to push a square peg through a round hole.
Wow. Guy Finley, my special guest today, and I want to let everybody know we're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation, introducing you to the book, this book that he's written, 365 Days to Let Go, and talk about what that relationship is to the seasons and much more. We'll also be sharing what today's special message is, what the daily insight is to help us change right here, right now on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Louise Hay has shown millions of people how to heal their lives. You can be next. Now, Louise's inspirational life story is captured in the new You Can Heal Your Life, the movie. This loving portrait of Louise and the impact of her life work features guest appearances by Wayne Dyer, Cheryl Richardson, Doreen Virtue, and more. See the movie that's changing lives, now available on DVD. To watch a free preview, visit www.youcanhealyourlifemovie.com.
Are you one of the millions of frustrated people who can't take off weight or keep it off on a low-fat or low-calorie diet? It's hard, isn't it? Well, don't despair another day. The Sugar-Free Miracle Diet is the answer to your prayers. I'm Karen Bentley, and I lost 130 pounds on this program. I'm also the founder and CEO of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Company. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com, that's sugarfreemiracle.com, and get started today.
Chocolate, not only sensual, but powerful. Shasai Dark Unprocessed Chocolate, highest level of antioxidants in a simple food. Did you know science has shown dark chocolate could help you lose weight? Did you know that you can actually improve your overall health by eating dark chocolate? Or that you can enjoy eating chocolate 3 or more times a day, guilt-free? Did you know that chocolate actually has a bliss factor? Life with chocolate couldn't be sweeter. LifeWithChocolate.net.
Do you or a loved one have chronic pain? ABC Health Solutions introduces Ferroblock, a fabric that relieves chronic pain with no side effects. Ferroblock's unique construction of micro-thin stainless steel and nylon interrupts EMFs, or high-frequency waves, from damaging our cells, causing inflammation and pain. Call 253-631-8270 or visit abchealthsolutions.biz to see a short video regarding Ferroblock. That's abchealthsolutions.biz.
What's ahead for you or your business in 2008? Get your custom roadmap for next year from internationally known astrologer Madeline Gerwick. Find out how to best focus your time and energy for the challenges and opportunities ahead. Call Madeline Gerwick at Polaris Business Guides for a personal or business consultation. Also ask about good timing for important events. Call toll-free 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300.
From a place of special energy, the Sedona tools are specially crafted to work with the disruptive emotional energies of traumatic experience. You can release and resolve the past, move gracefully through the present, and attract the future you wish with power that's already yours. Your intent and creative visualization. Now work with the right tools. Visit thesedonatools.com. That's the S-E-D-O-N-A tools.com.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and my very special guest today, Guy Finley, is joining me. As I said, he is the author of many, many books and has created an incredible learning foundation for every single one of us. It's the Life of Learning Foundation. It's a nonprofit center for self-study. And if you want to find out more about Guy or any of this, go to guyfinley.org. GUIFinley.org. Today we're talking about 365 days to let go. That is the title of his new book, and these are daily insights to change your life. Guy, this book is a little bit different than some of the other books that you've written.
Yeah.
The format's a little bit different, and I actually love the format because I'm one of these folks that when I get up in the morning, I like to grab, you know, two or three of my favorite books, do some reading, do some meditation,
yep,
and get moving here.
Yep.
What?
No grass under Dr. Pat.
No. You know, it's if you get the message in the first second, why sit there? But I wanted to ask you about the book because I love the messages in this book. And I wanted to know what your intention was. I know your theme is helping people change their lives. And so this is definitely a departure from, I think, what you've done before.
It is very much so, because I wanted to try to create a completely different view of the world for the reader than I do through the other kind of books that I've written. And this book sets out to do it by helping the reader understand one of the most important things anyone, anywhere can come to understand. Whether you're a spiritual aspirant or you want to become some big cheese in the world, we must have one essential lesson in our hearts, in our minds, if we're going to succeed. And it's simply this. The only time we're frightened, in pain over the way events have unfolded, is when we allow our minds to fix themselves on the little picture instead of the big one. It's that simple. We tend to look, and without recognizing the mind's tendency to do so, and create, the old expression, mountains out of molehills. We look and we see an event, and our mind falls in the pothole of the past. It begins to look at that event through who and what we have been, the content of our experience up until that moment. Then, weighing what it sees, in other words, basically, and I'll just take a minute, the mind, in order to operate, creates images out of events. So when a person looks at someone or something that's happening, the only way the mind can, in quotes, understand what's transpiring is it actually formulates a picture, a concept of the event. Unfortunately, unbeknownst to us, it creates these images out of what it already knows, which is the only material it has to work with. And when it formulates an image of the event, it basically then looks at what it has created, said is true about the event, and then because it is looking at part of what it has been, if it doesn't know what to do with what it's looking at, then it sits and it goes, oh my God, look at that. And it actually resists the very image that it produces and believes that the reality that is constructed from its own matrix in that moment is the only possibility there is. And that's the little picture.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't see the mind, our present mind. We're not aware of ourselves, Pat. We're really not. We've heard the idea, Christ himself said, wake up, wake up, wake up. We're asleep. And we don't see that the mind's tendency is to always grab onto some small item through which we can derive a specific sense of ourself. Once we're that, I call it the temporary person in captivity, once we are captured by the workings of the way our mind has divined and designed and defined that moment, then we struggle within that context to try to create a way to free ourselves. Well, wouldn't it be a lot better, rather than always trying to free ourselves, to recognize that nothing can make us a captive?
Well, it would be a lot easier. You know, I'm glad you say that, because I've called it any number of things, especially with the crust-busting metaphor. You know, at one point in my life, I called it the super glue of limitation, because you're right. I mean, we are ready to glom on to whatever that is that shoots in there. And captive is a very visual word, Guy, because we do become, you know, prisoners in our own self-made prison, so to speak. But we don't even know that we have the key.
We don't. Now, okay, I like this. You know why?
Are you feeling me here?
You know why we don't know that we have the key?
Because we're not awake to it?
Because we don't know that we're making the cage for ourselves.
Right, right.
Because, you see, if I knew in the moment, if I was awake enough, aware, and my attention was where I wanted it to be, instead of belonging to an order of myself that can only spin a crust that makes me a captive, then I wouldn't even need the key, because I would never be placed in a prison of my own making in the first place. Look, I'm talking about something so strong here. I'm saying that our mindset presently is all about trying to figure out how to get power. I need power to break through the day. I need power to do this and power to do that. Well, what if I realized that I don't need power? What I need is to stop cooperating with what's making me powerless in the moment. Then I don't have to solve problems, because I don't see them. I don't make them for myself. And when the world takes, you know, a spin and it runs counter to what I want, it isn't a problem. What it is a moment in which I'm literally being invited to transcend what I've known up until that moment, let go of who I have been so that a brand new understanding and intelligence can reveal to me that it isn't that something's been placed in my way. I've been given an elevator above who I've been so that I never have to meet a moment like that again in my life once I understand that possibility.
That is, for so many people, that is what I call the break-even point to prosperity and abundance and living life full out, and that realization. And yet, every day, day in and day out, we're hearing stories of people that are stuck, that are imprisoned, and getting more so every day. Isn't this a time for us to stop talking about the tools and start using them?
Well, that's to the heart of it. But we really can't do it, Pat. During the break, I mentioned, when the listeners weren't with us, I mentioned that the problem is that we're always looking at the wrong thing. And that's very deep, because we're conditioned much more so than we have a clue. You know, Pat, you know, most of us never even dawns on us that most of the things that we want in our lives, we never thought to ourselves we want them. We literally were born into a family, were raised in certain cultural values, and became convinced that who we are depends upon what we have. And so that the whole idea of abundance for us is intimately connected with possessions. Well, I would argue strenuously, and do, that there is no finer, no more important possession than the possession of my own heart, of my own mind. And that if I possess it, that if I'm in command of where my attention is and what I'm aware of moment to moment, then I have an abundance that no change in the world can ever conflict with, because I live within the world that peace, that love, that contentment and joy already exist in. These qualities are not creations of humankind. We are made to be participants, to participate in them already existent within ourselves. And when we start to get an idea of that, then the whole idea of going somewhere in order to become something belongs to the smaller life that I was talking about. That's totally appropriate. But when the world that won't give us access to the formation of the dream we have as we have it, we're not afraid to dream a new dream.
Not at all. Not at all. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're coming back with Guy Finley here on the Dr. Pat Show. What an incredible conversation we're having here today. When we come back, we're going to be looking at the seasons. We're going to be looking at the cycles. We're going to be looking at how we can understand these cycles and much more. And I will read and share what today's daily insight is to change your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Picture yourself standing in the ancient stone circle of Stonehenge or gazing in awe at Egypt's Great Pyramid and Sphinx. Visualize participating in shamanic ceremonies at Machu Picchu or receiving a timely message from the Oracle of Delphi. Rejuvenate your path of personal growth and renew your spirit
by traveling to the world's sacred sites with Body Mind Spirit Journeys and other like-minded travelers. Visit BodyMindSpiritJourneys.com or call 800-231-9811.
The 8th Annual Conscious Life Expo and Film Festival is coming up February 8th through the 11th at the Los Angeles Hilton. And it promises to be a bigger success than ever before, bringing together cutting-edge leaders and lecturers. Confirmed speakers include Byron Katie, Gay Hendricks, Peaceful Warriors Dan Millman, best-selling authors Daniel Brinkley and Lynn Andrews, Eric Pearl, Dr. Joe Dispenza, celebrity psychic Linda Drake, and author and personality Vaishali. That's just some of the many guest lecturers that'll be there. Enjoy a comedy night, conscious business symposium, and music throughout the entire weekend. Not only will you be able to mingle with like-minded people, you'll be able to enhance your own self-growth by being at one of the largest premier mind, body, and spirit events in the United States. Go to ConsciousLifeExpo.com or call 800-367-5777 for early booking. For more info, visit ConsciousLifeExpo.com.
Kate's Caring Gifts is proud to support Dr. Pat's Green Challenge with earth-friendly alternatives. Visit them at katescaringgifts.com to see their complete selection of natural body care, kid-powered toys, eco-friendly home decor, and organic gourmet indulgence, including the world's best organic chocolate. Find people and earth-friendly gifts at katescaringgifts.com. That's katescaringgifts.com.
Is your cell phone harming your health? Evidence has shown that electropollution can have a devastating effect on our health and may increase our risk for disease and illness. Scientifically validated and patented technologies that neutralize the harmful effects are now available. Email mybiopro@aol.com or call 503-781-5604. For more information, visit thrive.emf411.com. No triple W in this address.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk Radio to Thrive by Guy Finley joining me here today. He's a best-selling author, Letting Go. He's joining us here today because he's written another book that I want everybody to know about, 365 Days to Letting Go. And what's really cool about this book, once you get this book, you'll find out that you can get a free copy of Three Keys to Complete Self-Command by Guy Finley as well.
Marfie, you know what? I forgot about that. That's right.
Yeah.
Anybody that buys the book, at the back, there's an offer for a free DVD, I forget about stuff like that. Thank you for remembering, Pat.
My pleasure. And I want to make sure we've made it really easy for those of you looking for a copy of the book. You could either go to my website, www.thedrpatshow.com. There's a link right on there, and it'll take you directly to Guy's website. Or you could go to Guy's website and take a look at all of the really cool things he's got on his website. And Guy, are we using guyfinley.com? .org today?
Yes, F-I-N-L-E-Y, guyfinley.org. And like Pat says, if you go to my website, you can sign up for a free weekly newsletter that sends out helpful ideas, no spam, and you can receive a free starter pack right there on the homepage, Pat, that is a great value because there's free MP3 and PDF downloads. Just some wonderful things at guyfinley.org, as well as Dr. Pat said, you can get the book right off her website or go to mine and get the free DVD or CD as well.
Yeah, we're making it really easy. Yep. You know, Guy, I opened the book today, and I'm reading today's message, today's insight, and I want to talk about it a little bit.
What is today?
Today is February 5th.
Okay.
And so I'm reading the insight, and it says, "What is hard on us is not life itself, but the hardened way in which we tend to think towards it, so that it is nothing other than our own thoughts that turn naturally passing moments into unyielding tables of stone from which we then read and weep.
Yep.
And this is what we're talking about today. It's funny that that happens to be today's insight. But you've written this book for people to use every day as a way to create that change on a daily basis. You know, so the question that I ask is, when we're looking at this book, which is written on a daily, the idea of a daily message, how do we look at this in terms of the seasons of our life? But more importantly, I guess for me, or equally important, is this understanding of the cycles that we are in so that we can elevate who we are and our lives.
Yeah. First, I'll start with a true positive idea. This isn't an ideal. It's a fact. We are made to rise above who we are every moment. We're naturally rising creatures, literally born to be different moment to moment. When we look out at the world around us, and this is the heart of 365 Days to Let Go, we see over a period of 12 months, four seasons. We know them: spring, summer, fall, and winter. What we don't understand is that we as human beings are, and this is not a religious idea, one day a person, if they really persist with their wish to be new and understand the real spirituality, we will realize the real fact that we're made in the image of God. And what does that mean? It means that we are created with all of the forces, known and not, that are responsible for the creation we see. We are their incorporation and their reflection. That means that the seasons that we see in the world around us in nature really have their heart and beginning, if you will, in us. We are the ones that are capable of recognizing and realizing these seasons in ourselves. Now, what does all that mean? Who hasn't had a springtime day? You get the news, they're going forward with your project. He or she said, yeah, I love you. For one reason or another, driving to work, the lane you're in, no one wants to drive in it. Simple things where everything goes our way, we're forward with great energy. We've also had those days of summer where the fruition of our work comes to us. We receive the award, the recognition, the approval, the painting is finished, whatever it is. The fall of our lives, where naturally that passion we had begins to fade because we've expired and experienced the fullness of that summer. And the winter, my God, the winter of our lives. We get news about health. We hear that our job may be handed over to someone else. We're 80 years old. It's time to stop bungee jumping, whatever it may be. These seasons, Pat, take place on a day-to-day basis within us, but we don't see them because when the winter moment comes, the part of us, and we've been talking about it, that wants to cling to the spring or hang on to the fruits of summer doesn't recognize how essential it is that much as winter in the world, where all of the forces retreat into the roots, back into the body of the creature, of the tree, that this is a moment to gather our forces so that when the spring moment comes, when the opportunity presents itself, we haven't squandered our energies trying to hold on to or control life. Rather, we've let it bring to us its natural path, and through it, our participation and eventual fulfillment. So we learn that we don't need to fear when we lose someone or something, because we recognize it as belonging to a greater story that's there for our greater life. Then we really have, as the insights in the book go on to do, a way to use the day and its power, its natural power, to realize our own natural relationship with that power, and through that, a way to realize the real happiness and peace of mind we're searching for.
You know, Guy, when we step into our everyday activities and what we do, every single one of us, we have dreams, we have visions, we have a place that we want to go, and we know where we are right now in this moment. And So I think for a lot of folks, and my theme is Get Out of the Gate in 2008, you know, we're looking at helping people take action so that the ideas, the dreams, you know, the things that have been crystallized, so that all of us have a sense of, yes, this is what my purpose is, at least in this moment of my life, and help people take that next step. Because part of what we do in this earth skin that we wear is we do things. We do contemplate, we do look at our lives, but we also are here to take action. How can the book that you wrote, 365 Days to Let Go, how can this book help people take the right action in their lives?
Look, if the gate is closed, let's talk about this metaphor for a moment, okay?
Sure.
What does it mean? Here I am in the darn gate. It won't open. Why won't the gate open? Or if the gate will open a little bit, why do I look 10 feet down the road and see a hurdle that's 42 feet tall? What am I really experiencing in the moment where I think the gate won't cooperate? What am I really experiencing in that moment, Pat?
I know. If you've ever been at one of those gates that's all kind of creaky and you go to open it and it gets stuck and who knows what it is.
All right. Here's what it is. I'm negative.
Mm-hmm.
Period. I don't care what anybody says about it. The fact of the matter is, in the moment where I think the gate won't open, I'm looking at a gate in my mind that looks, oh, God, no opportunity, no chance here, I'm stuck, it's always been this way, I'm that kind of person that couldn't succeed like my brother did, yada, yada, yada. Here's what we're looking at. We're looking at a mental picture. I don't care what you see. You say, no, that's not true, sir. They closed I got a pink slip. Okay, so you got a pink slip. That doesn't mean that the world has ended. It means that life has said to you, sir, madam, if you want to continue, if you want to grow, start over. Grow up. Give it up. Just because life doesn't go the way you want it to go in the moment doesn't mean your life is over. But if you identify with the picture that your mind is showing you of a prison with guards all around it, and then you hate the picture you see, you are in love with being in prison.
Oh, my goodness, I'll tell you. And raise your hand or not raise your hand. How many people have been there? We're going to talk more about how to bust through the gate in 2008. I don't know about you, but I know for me, I don't want to be imprisoned in my life, and I am sure you don't either. When we come back, we'll be back with Guy Finley. We'll talk more about how to bust through that gate in 2008 and in 9 and in 10 and all the years. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Tap into more of your brain potential. The exceptional HemiSync technology can help you achieve a focused, whole brain state. Refined with nearly 50 years of research and development, this patented audio guidance technology has been scientifically and clinically proven to be effective. Visit the Monroe Products website at HemiSync.com. That's HEMI-SYNC.com. Or call 1-800-541-2488.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I am thrilled to bring you this incredible offer from Lloyd Wright. Lloyd was a special guest on the Dr. Pat Show, and he's offering a copy of his book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C, to everyone that calls in this number, 877-676-1615, and you'll get a copy of Lloyd's book. Visit HepatitisCFree.com. Call 877-876-1615 for your free book. Call now.
Revitalize your soul with Wayne Dyer, Robert Holden, Doreen Virtue, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, and your other favorite Hay House authors on a day or weekend retreat in Las Vegas. It's the annual I Can Do It conference on June 26th through 29th at the Sands Expo, and it's packed with inspiring keynote lectures, interactive workshops, autograph sessions, exhibitors, and more than 35 best-selling authors. Tickets start at only $75. Call 800-654-5126 or visit icandoit.net.
Learn how to balance mind, body, and heart during your own renaissance and improve the quality of your life and those around you. Bust the crust of your egoic thinking. Michael Nardi, the Renaissance Man, author of the new book, Stop Thinking, Start Living, and Begin Celebrating Every Moment, tells the story of his mother-in-law, Mama J, her miracle, and how he stopped thinking and how he celebrates every moment. Check out michaelnardi.com. That's Michael, N-A-R-D-I.com.
Kick off your enlightenment with Carrie's 12 Steps to Enlightenment Workshop. Carrie O'Connor, master visionary, medium, and clairvoyant, uses her amazing psychic gifts to help you step into your divine power and begin to create the life of your dreams. This two-hour teleclass is on February 23rd at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Call 860-887-1201 to register for the 12 Steps to Enlightenment teleclass. Or visit KerryO'Connor.com. That's KerryO'Connor.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I want to mention that if you want to find out more about us, we've got close to 1,200 archives of previous shows, shows that I've done with so many incredible people. And many of you love the open mic shows that I do. They're up there, too. We're going to go through and we're going to categorize some of these, so look forward to that. We've taken your feedback and your input, and we're making the changes on our website and much more. Guy Finley is my guest here today. I want to encourage you, if you want to get out of the gate in 2008 and get a daily reminder and much more, 365 Days to Let Go, Daily Insights to Change Your Life by Guy Finley, is something that you're going to want to have by your bedside. And to get a copy of this, you can go to guyfinley.org, or right on the Dr. Pat Show homepage, we have a way for you to click and get right into many, many more pages of this book and much more. So, Guy, thank you again for joining the show today. You know, now that we've talked about the moving through the seasons, getting out of the gate, folks are probably sitting on the edge of their seats saying, okay, I'm at the gate, I'm shaking it, I'm rattling it, and I'm still kind of behind it. How do I bust through the gate?
All right, first, a moment's clarity about the nature of the gate.
Yeah.
What would you think, Pat, of someone who went to an art store, bought a picture in it that when they looked at it, they hated it more than anything they ever saw in their life, took that picture home and hung it in their bedroom so that every morning when they got up, they could look at that picture and hate it when they wake up?
What would I think of someone like that?
You say, my God, there's something wrong here.
I would absolutely say there's something wrong. And,
right.
You know, and I think everybody listening to the show would agree, and even be so bold to say, is, oh, I don't do that. Oh, but is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, every time we look at a moment in which we think to ourselves, there's no way to get started here, there's nothing I can do, we are looking at a picture that we have put on that wall whose purpose is, now this is deep, to keep us the slave of, the servant of, who and what we have been. Because it, that nature, does not want to get out of the gate in 08. It wants to live behind the gate and hate the gate in 08.
Well, there we go. Hate the gate in 08.
Yeah.
Now we're getting attuned.
Yeah, this is it.
But we do. We show up to the gate, and we look at it as if it's, oh, how am I going to do that? I hate you. If we say these words, Guy, this is not like something we're making up. How many times in our lives have we looked in the mirror and we say, oh, I hate my hair.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate this extra tent, whatever it is. I hate my job.
That's it. And what happens when we do that is we effectively just add another bar to the mistaken identity that we have taken to be our life. Negative states are a way in which the sleeping parts of us produce the illusion that there's no step that is possible for us to take in the moment. Life is nothing but unfolding possibility. I'm going to say it again.
Yeah, say it again.
Life is nothing but unfolding possibility. The problem for us is that we think we recognize what these possibilities are because our mind only knows to look for the three that it's invented from our past. When we can understand that life is always presenting us new impressions, new possibilities, and all we have to do is step out of the gate, meaning learn to recognize, and I've been dying to say this, look, the feel is real, but the why is a lie. When I feel captured, when I feel limited, when I feel like someone's against me, when I feel I've made mistakes, look, the feel is real, but the why is a lie. And when we can understand that the why part is what we have to pay our attention to and not be a captive of hating, resisting the way we feel, then we can learn to work with the way we feel and change the world we see in spite of how we feel in that moment. I'm going to say it one more time. If we want to make real changes in our lives, it will never be without doing it in spite of the way we feel when we look at a gate in front of us. This is what we have to learn to do, Pat, to recognize that we're conditioned to feel these fears, these regrets, these moments of I can't, and understand that this nature is nothing but the vehicle of that impression, and to see it and walk through it. That's it. Take the step.
Exactly.
Just take the step.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk with you about as we wind down, because, you know, for me, I've been at many gates in my life, Guy, many gates.
They're made to be there.
They're made to be there. Yeah. What you get to learn in this journey, and this is what I wanted you to comment on, is when you get to learn this, that every gate you face has on the other side of it opportunities greater than you've even imagined.
Yes.
The gate is not to hold us back. The gate is there for us to open the door and skate to our abundance,
yeah,
our prosperity,
yeah, yeah,
our
yeah,
joy, our peace.
Yeah, this is, look, 365 Days to Let Go. The point of the book is to help the reader understand that the gate exists at the same moment as does the open field and the finish line. They're really one thing. But we have to recognize that this moment that we're in, as we're speaking, holds both the thing that holds me back and the thing that lifts me above it, all at once. To see the truth of that is to no longer fear the gate, because we see it opens up into the greatness that life has prepared for us to discover within ourselves. Then the gate doesn't stop us. It opens into who and what we can be moment to moment. And it is that never-ending journey. If a person thinks there's a life without a gate, they're going to have a life they hate, because they're going to run into gate after gate, but we can find in that gate the greatness that God has made possible for us to discover, in which the gate becomes the finish line at the same moment we leave it.
And there you have it. Guy Finley, my guest today. So get out of the gate. Step into great. Right here on the Dr. Pat Show. I want to remind everyone, Guy, what a great show. You and I know we can go on for hours and hours and hours. We should actually do a show together. 365 days to let go. As I said before, you can go right to my website, thedrpatshow.com, or you can go right to Guy's website, either one of those places, and it's guyfinley.org. If you go to my website, we have links that take you right there. If you go to Guy's website, you have a whole world of gate opening opportunities. Guy Finley, thank you so much for joining us today.
I love talking to you, Pat. Thank you.
Oh, wow. We're looking forward to your next book, which is coming out in June.
Yes.
But for now, everybody, you heard it. You got to get out of the gate, and we've just told you a little bit about how to do. We told you a lot about how to do that. So join us as we look at the opportunities in our lives. Join us as we look at the gates that are already open. Step up. Say yes and live life full out. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. Guy Finley, my guest today. Until next week, you know you're stepping. Make sure you're stepping through the gate. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Tuesday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.